Good morning. You're listening to The Jennifer Dove Show here on 1-2 Radio with me, Jennifer Dove. And on 1-2 Radio, we are changing the way you listen to the world. Hopefully the way you engage with the world, the way you feel about yourself. And, you know, you're changing everything, helping you transform your life. I'm really glad you're here. Please come over to the website and you can pop into the chat room and join me live where we can interact, and that is at 12radio.com. On the left-hand side of the page, click on the word chat, and it'll bring you right over to our Facebook group. And if you're not a member of the group yet, it's really easy to join. Just ask to join. My producer, Scott, will let you in right away, and you can get involved in the conversation. So, it is Monday, September 9th. 2019. And I am coming to you from Maryland, where I am still living, the land where I was born. And I didn't grow up here, really. I went to elementary school. I went to first grade, so kindergarten and first grade. And then my parents took off and kind of chasing whatever dreams they were chasing. And I ended up back here, though, for high school, and I'm back here temporarily once again. I'm hearing from a lot of folks that we're in a transition season. I was just talking with my producer about that. It's not really summer. It's not really fall. Yes, the leaves are changing a bit. If you're here in the Northern Hemisphere, the leaves are starting to change, yet it is still 90 degrees and very humid here in Baltimore. So I hope you guys had a really great Labor Day. I was away that day. I feel like I've been away from my live show for a really long time. It's amazing how much can change in a week. If you're in the chat room, go ahead and tell me how your week has gone. Some people take this entire week off, you know, from Labor Day weekend all the way to when school starts, or maybe it's the weekend before that. But tell me how the end of summer is going for you. I snuck away from my radio show and I went to a fabulous astrology conference here that was held here in Baltimore. Because I thought, Jen, are you crazy? You have got to go to this conference if it's being held like literally a half an hour from your home. Usually this kind of conference, these are like international organizations and they're held all over the United States and beyond, right? This one held right down the street from me. It was the NCGR conference, the National Council for Geocosmic Research, which means I got to nerd out. And my friends, it was glorious because I am an Aries. I have a Pisces moon, Sagittarius rising, giving away all my secrets. I am a creator. I initiate things. I love projects. However, I am also a scientist. And this conference is heavily based on research. I got to meet some of the stars of astrology that I worshipped from afar, like Ann Orderly, Dave Campbell, and Rick Levine, who was here from the West Coast, Dave Campbell from Arizona, and Ann Orderly from New York City, the gods and goddesses of the astrology world. It was so much fun, and to sit in these workshops with these famous astrologers who were also learning about their latest research on medical astrology, visionary astrology, asteroids. I'm trying to think of all the workshops I took. It was so much fun, and astrology for me Whew, I could talk. I don't want to jump into that before I say hello to everyone in the chat room, because thank you so much for joining me today, Maureen. And I see Norella's here too. Eva, good morning. Coeli, so good to see you. And Kat, Kathleen Casbar, thank you for joining me. Kat is a magnificent psychic here at One to Listen. If you haven't had a reading with her, you definitely want to do that. Thank you guys for joining me. And if you're listening live to the show, please come over and join us in the chat room. One of the cool things about One to Radio and why I have this podcast here is that we get to do live interaction, right? We get to interact with each other. And then one of my favorite things to do toward the end of my show is some live readings for you guys. So I almost totally geeked out for the full half an hour on astrology and just, you know, told you everything I learned, but I will hold back. But I do want to say that I became an astrologer. I dove into this years ago because I wanted to know more about why I am the way I am. And listening to my clients, the folks who call me on Want to Listen, and my astrology clients, that's really at the core of every issue. Even if we're wondering about relationships, wondering about our kids, you know, what's going on at work, we often, at the core of all of that, is not so much about the other, which astrology can tell us, but more about who am I? Why am I this way? Why are these things ticking me off? You know, how come I just can't sail through like it seems the person in the cubicle next to me does? How come I feel stifled? You know, like, so astrology, and this, the, if you haven't had your chart read, please give me a call. In fact, I am speaking really fast, but I wanted to go over to, I have a special for you guys. And this is only for my listeners. I'm not going to make this live for anyone else just yet. I've created an astrology reading for you guys. I'm trying to open up the links while I'm talking. I created a reading for you that's all about the Pisces full moon coming up and how it affects you and your chart. It's a 15-minute special where we can take a look at what's going on with you in any aspect of your chart, but specifically for the Pisces full moon. Whew. So in astrology, okay, if you want to know who you are, if you want to learn to develop more love, affection even, and compassion for your quirkiness, for your weirdness, you want an astrology reading. And one of the things that I work really hard on, and I'll say too, I take some pride in this too, is that when I'm giving a reading, I am not using technical astrology language. I am using our native language, which is, for us, English. I just put the link there in the chat room for those of you who are interested. Because astrology and the study of astrology is full of so much technical language, which I absolutely love and adore. I mean, I sat and I was taking notes. I was writing poems using some of these amazing words. However, knowing all of those things, I'm not going to use those words to you in a reading, because when you're calling for a reading and you have an issue up, you just want to know how to apply what's going on in the stars to your life. And that was a very long way of me saying that is my devotion when it comes to astrology, is to really make a reading concrete, clear, easily applicable to your life. Good morning, Raven. And hey, Elisa. Hi, Erin and Julie. We have some One to Listen advisors joining us here and radio hosts. So great to have you guys join me. So I think I may have said enough about astrology. Can you tell how much I love it? I'm kind of like, I don't know. It is a science. I know a lot of people think astrology is, you know, the horoscope that you read or that you used to read in the paper, newspaper, or that you read online. There's so much more to it. There's so much more to you than your sun sign. So we can find out together. I'd love to help you know more about who you are. So real quick, ways to find me. You can always go to my website, which is jenniferdove.com. And if you sit on that site for a few seconds, a pop-up will come up and you can join my mailing list. What I love to do for my subscribers is I create a new moon and full moon newsletter that arrives in your email box twice a month. You can also find me, of course, at One to Listen. I'm there almost every day. I'm there almost every night, actually, for people who don't live in the United States. We have callers. We have clients from all over the world. It is a hopping place. And you can find me here at One Two Radio on Mondays, every Monday, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Instagram, I'm Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. You can also find me on Pinterest, which is, I'm having a blast on Pinterest right now. Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, if you do a search, I pop up there too. And also on Katie Weaver's Luminous Magazine. It is now 12 minutes into the hour, and I want to talk about today's date just briefly. I know some of my listeners are numerology lovers, and today is a day that's heavy on the nines. September is the ninth day of the year. We're at the ninth day of September, and we're in the year of 2019. It's funny, I made a video, a live video, before I hopped on the radio here, and I said 1919, and no, it is 2019. So I just want to talk about the number nine for a few minutes. If you guys, if you want to pop in and talk about that too, feel free. Nine is the number of completion. And we have come, and we are coming, to the completion of summer and the beginning of fall. We're coming to the end of this current moon cycle. We're getting ready to begin a new one on Friday, Saturday. We're having a full moon. Nine, if you were listening to 12 News this morning, you would have heard Kai speak about the Enneagram, and you can check that archive show out, but that's a whole nother number system. Nine is actually my favorite number. So I was really excited when I woke up this morning and I was like, hey, it's September 9th. It's 9-9. It's a magical number. It's about emptying out and letting go. It's the number of unification. It's the number that brings everything together and releases at the same time. It's kind of like, well, since we're going to talk about Pisces, let's talk about a wave. If you think about a wave, it draws everything into it. And then it releases it. That's what the nine energy is about. So you might find yourself feeling in flux, you know, where, like I was saying at the beginning, we're in between. It's an in-between time. It's liminal space time. Let's move into a little bit about the current astrology. I'm just pulling up a map of the universe right now. And with speaking of the ocean, I want to just take a moment and say a collective prayer for all of our brothers and sisters who have been affected by hurricanes, by Hurricane Dorian in particular, the Bahamian people, the folks on the East Coast of the United States, saying a quick prayer for them that they are found, that they have and are given safety easily, that those people know how much they are loved and appreciated. If you could just join me, I kind of just want to be silent for a few seconds and just hold a field of healing for anyone affected by Hurricane Dorian. And we're going to continue to hold those people in our hearts for the duration of this show and beyond, seeing them safe, whole, loved, and cared for. So witnessing, those of you who follow the weather, I mean, it was very traumatic to witness from afar the destruction of the devastation in the Bahamas and along the East Coast. And having also witnessed Hurricane Irma and Maria of 2017 and all the hurricanes that came before, we know the power of water. And Pisces, I'm moving into speaking about the full moon that's coming. Pisces is a water sign. It is ruled by Neptune. Neptune is the god of the ocean. And I actually prefer to see Neptune as genderless. The force of nurturing of the ocean, the loving tenderness of water, but also the fierce destructiveness of water. And Pisces is a mutable sign. And by that, I mean Pisces flows. It moves. It changes direction. You think of how a fish moves in the water. You're not quite sure which direction it's going to go in next, right? It's dreamy, Pisces is. It's also very strong and compelling. It's a magnetizing kind of energy. It draws you to it because you are healed in that energy. Think about what it's like to go to the ocean. And so many of us, I was just there a couple weeks ago, like we go to the ocean to sit by the water to be healed, whether we're calling it that or not. That's what's happening. We're being affected by the sound, by the negative ions created by the waves, by the weather that happens at the water's edge. We're drawn to it. And if you have Pisces in your chart, you might be an artist, have artistic tendencies, attracted to magic. You might be a magical being. You may be a writer. It's also the sign that can have the most attraction to, how do I want to say this? Attraction to self-harm. I guess that's how I want to say it. Addiction. we're drawn into things, you know, the Pisces energy in all of us. We all have this. Okay. So we're drawn to things. We want to experience them. We're attracted. But if we stay too long, in something, it can be detrimental. Like, okay, if we drink too much alcohol, detrimental. Smoke too much pot, not going to feel so good after that, right? Yet there's a compulsion, and folks who are heavily ruled by this energy to continually imbibe in them, and so in those destructive things. And so Pisces invites us, instead of going into a self-destructive direction, to take that energy, because really it's about, I want to experience life. I want to know what my life's about. I want to know what this is while I'm here. I know life is short. In fact, I kind of don't even care. So we're invited to take that energy, all of that, and put it into a creative direction. Even if it's coloring, okay? Like this week for all of us, it's a powerful week. We have the Pisces energy of water, of which can be despairing, and it can pull us down. Unless we create with it. At the same time, the sun's in Virgo. That's a completely different energy. Pisces says, I surrender. Pisces says, I offer my life up to a higher force. I surrender my deepest heart, and I know whatever happens, whatever's meant to happen will happen. That's Pisces. It is one of the ultimate forms of trust, to be willing to offer things up to the unknown. And Virgo, the Virgo energy in us, I could go into a lot of details. I'm trying to keep this super practical. The Virgo energy in us is like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? I'm not going to surrender anything, idiots. I'm going to go get my things in order. In fact, I'm going to clean out my closet. I'm going to like throw stuff out. I'm going to buy an organizing system. I'm going to color code all my books, or organize them by author's last name or whatever it is. That's Virgo. Virgo is practical, and it can be very still. And so to have both of these happening, this earth sign, earthy energy, and this mutable water energy, it can create some tension. So just notice that this week. When we come back, we are going to meditate and we're going to talk poetry. So you are listening to The Jennifer Dove Show with me, Jennifer, here on 1-2 Radio. And we're going to take a break. Thanks for listening, and I'll be right back.
Hey, you're listening to 1-2 Radio. That makes you very special in our book. Thank you. Sit back, relax, let us entertain you.
We are so happy that you have found 1-2 Radio. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, just head over to 1-2radio.com, click on the chat button, And just like that, you'll be redirected into our Facebook chat room. It's magic.
Hey, everybody in 1-2 land, Kelly McLean here. I'm coming back to 1-2 Radio in September, and I'm really excited about my new show. It's a bit of a talk show format, a little edgy as you might expect from me, and I'm really excited. I hope you'll join me Thursdays at 7 p.m. for Bitch Splaining. Hope you'll play with us in the chat room, and I can't wait to see you there.
Hey there, this is Jay Varvel, host of my new show, The Jay Varvel Show, that's playing every Thursday night at 6 p.m. That's live right after Jim Kamar's Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I was going to name my show similar to Jim's. That included my passions too. But Pathways to My Refrigerator or Pajamas for the Soul, well, that just didn't have the same ring. So, I'm going for what I know. People, energy, readings, life from my point of view. And did I mention readings? It's simple. The Jay Varvel Show. That's my name. Live on 1-2 Radio. See you there. Hey there. let me try that again.
You're listening to 1-2Radio.com. Conscious talk radio with over 25 shows to make you think, laugh, cry, or maybe just to remind you that you're not alone. 1-2Radio.com. We're sure glad you found us.
We are so happy that you have found 1-2 Radio. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, just head over to 1-2Radio.com, click on the chat button, and just like that, you'll be redirected into our Facebook chat room. It's magic!
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Jennifer Dove Show with me, Jennifer, here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world, changing the way that you experience your life. Join us over in the Facebook chat group, and you can get there by going to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button, and you'll be instantly redirected over to our Facebook chat group, where you can join in with Raven and Laura, Robin and Jenny. Hey, Jenny, how are you? Jenny is a 1-2 listen advisor. Alishea is there. Sandy is there. It is rocking over. Amber, hi. It is rocking over in the Facebook chat room this morning. And those of you who are listening live and who are not on the Facebook chat room, thank you so much for joining us. And if you have tuned in to a archive show, bless you for looking me up and listening. I really appreciate it. One of the things I'm doing with this platform, with this show, is using one of probably my first love, poetry, to help enhance our experience of our own life, to enhance our self-care, to enhance the way that we love ourselves. And we have another poem today. I'm having some trouble with breathing today. I was talking about how we're kind of in between things, or in between summer and fall. You may already be feeling this tension between the Pisces full moon that's coming and the Virgo sun, even though it's the Capricorn moon today. There's tension, right? Which means we can be holding our breath. And so let's do a little breath work together. And then I'm going to read you a poem. So, without changing your breath, just notice it. That means you have to get quiet. If you know pranayama, you can use Ujjayi pranayama, which is actually the ocean sounding breath. In fact, I'm going to teach it to you because we have 25 more minutes. Ujjayi is it's the sound that you make when you're fogging up a window with your breath. Okay, or a mirror with your breath. I don't know if you can hear that, but it's a audible exhale. And I'm doing it through my mouth. Inhaling through your nose. And then exhale and make that sound. It's called Ujjayi. This is a really good sound, actually, for Pisces folks. Exhaling. And once you begin to become familiar with the breath, you inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose, still making that sound. You move the sound to the back of your throat. This is a quick and dirty version of Ujjayi. If you want to talk about it, you want me to teach it to you later, I'm happy to do that. You can contact me. But it's called the ocean sounding breath because it's the sound of the water. It's the sound that you hear when you're under the water. Do you remember, especially when you're a child, going under the water in the pool and or the ocean, and then listening to the sounds around you? Everything's amplified. It's the sound of being in your mother's womb, actually. Let's just take a few more rounds of that. And if you are someone who finds breath work triggering, You do not have to do Ujjayi. Just notice your breath. Notice the movement of your body as you inhale and the movement of your body as you exhale. So from wherever you are now, I invite you to listen to this poem. This is a poem by Carol Ann Duffy, who, if I'm not mistaken, is a Welsh poet. And this poem is called Love. I'm going to read it twice. And the first time through, you think of the you in the poem as the other. And the second time through, we'll think of the you as the poem in this as the self. Okay? Love by Carol Ann Duffy. Love is talent. The world loves metaphor. A flame, October's leaves adore the wind, its urgent breath, whirl to their own death. Not here, you're everywhere. The evening sky worships the ground, bears down, the land yearns back in darkening hills. The night is empathy. Stars in its eyes for tears. Not here. You're where I stand, hearing the sea, crazy for the shore, seeing the moon ache and fret for the earth. When morning comes, the sun, ardent, covers the trees in gold. You walk toward me. Out of the season, out of the light, love reasons. Okay, let's read that again. Listen again. This time, this is you speaking to you. Okay, this is a love poem. It is the love of the earth, the sky for the earth. It is the love of you for you. Okay, love. Love is talent. The world loves metaphor. A flame, October's leaves adore the wind, its urgent breath whirl to their own death. Not here. You are everywhere. The evening sky worships the ground, bears down. The land yearns back. In darkening hills, the night is empathy, stars in its eyes for tears. Not here. You are where I stand, hearing the sea, crazy for the shore, seeing the moon ache and fret for the earth. When morning comes, the sun, ardent, covers the trees in gold. You walk toward me out of the season, out of the light, love reasons. So, for me, first of all, this is a poem that is heavy, laden with metaphor. For me, it is a very Piscean poem because the speaker is in the middle of everything. The speaker is feeling everything. He, she, feels the night's empathy, feels the stars as tears, hears the sea. Notice how when the sun rises, the sun's in love with the trees. You know, and this is also who you are. You are all of these things. You are the earth. You are the sun as it's rising. You are walking toward yourself with yourself in every moment. I would love to hear what you think, how you feel, how you felt hearing Carol Ann Duffy's poem, Love. I highly recommend her work. She is very well known, and yet I don't think well known enough. One of her quotes about poetry is this. She's speaking my language too, okay? She says, poetry, above all, is a series of intense moments. Its power is not in narrative. So its power is not in storytelling. I'm not dealing with facts, she says. I'm dealing with emotion. So for her, the poet's job, the poet's work, is to describe the emotional experience of being alive. So that is today's love poem. And the only step I have for you with this poem is to use it in devotion to the person that you are. And I don't mean this in a narcissistic way at all. It is about, guess what? I'm here. I'm alive. And I see the cool things about me, and I'm going to celebrate them. It is a blessing to be here on Earth right now. It is a, an act of magic that any of us are here. So why waste any more time saying anything negative to yourself ever again? You can be the subject of your devotion. It's same as God, same as the way you serve others. You serve the self with a capital S, which is the big self. It's the self that Rumi speaks to in all of his poetry when he talks about the friend. It's the part of us that is witnessing our life, you know? Take a moment and just give thanks for being here. If love is talent, then you are love's metaphor too. Okay. Let me see what's going on here in the chat room. We have a few more minutes. And I don't know if you can tell, I have a lot of Pisces in my own chart. And Robin, I hear you, my dear. There is the Pisces in us is the part of us that feels. And if you have a Pisces friend, or if you know people in your life who are deep feeling people, they can translate things for you, that they can translate the world for you in ways that you might have never thought of before. And yes, Robin, so full of water. I hear you too. You're moon is being conjuncted by Neptune. Yes. I feel you. Totally do. Laura, good morning. Raven says, yeah, Virgo. We're talking about Virgo alphabetizing things. Raven says, yes, even alphabetize the trash. Uh-huh. With the energy this weekend, I tore through my closet like a banshee. I had so much fun. I tried stuff on. I mean, I've moved many times in the last 3 years, and each time I've let a lot of stuff go, and yet still there's things I haven't put on in years, and it's just fun going through it and figuring out, talking with my daughters and my sister about how to wear this and should I keep that. I bet a lot of you are doing some clutter clearing, sorting kind of stuff too right now. I'd like to go see who's asking for a reading. And Maureen, you're in Maryland. Hey. And Alashea, are you here as well in Maryland? Fellow Marylanders, unite. Good morning, Norella. Health issues. Yeah, we were talking about that on my last show. With Virgo, there tends to be an emphasis on health and those issues come to the surface for us to take a look at. It could be allergies, joint issues, the lymphatic system. I'm just speaking what's coming to me. So I'd take a good look at your healthcare practices. You know, we're talking about self-care. It's not just about self-love. It's also about, you know, am I eating well? Did I get enough sleep tonight, last night? And about sleep, it's hilarious. I always used to think my parents and grandparents were insane for talking about how much sleep they got the night before and rejoicing in the number of hours, you know, when I was a kid. However, I get it now. Sleep is like, it's so important and sometimes so elusive. Yes, and the days are getting shorter, aren't they, Donna? I swear, like you can see it each night. The sun goes down earlier and earlier. Good morning, Amber. Sandy. Let's see. You have a lot of eights in your in your birth date, my Leo friend. You know, what comes up to suggest to you, I know I've said this to you before, is to really go within with the questions about work. Like, what would delight you? That's the question that's coming up for you to ask yourself this morning. I feel like a lot of us that you, Sandy, are in metamorphosis phase. So what would delight you? That's your sacred question, Sandy. Yeah, okay. Alashay, I'm really happy to know I'm not the only one who's having trouble with writing 2019. My Pisces people are here, Raven and Robin. Good morning. Yes, never leave home without tissues because there is something that's going to move you to tears for sure. What did you guys think of that love poem for today? If you are in the chat room. And maybe I will, I'm just looking over to see what all of the different, I'm sorry, I'm kind of probably sound a little nutty at this time because I'm multitasking. I'm looking at the chat room. I'm looking at my notes. You know, I was talking about breath work. One of the things I really do want to say about the breath and this energy lately of wanting to get things done. And then Pisces energy coming in and saying, don't worry about it. Just float along and it's all going to work out. The energy of the breath is important, okay, when it comes to acting or not acting and the timing of things. When you inhale and then exhale. When you inhale, you're in motion. And when you exhale, you relax. So when you inhale, it's all about getting ready to take action, not doing it yet, gathering all your energy. And when you exhale, it's about relaxing and moving forward. And that's really key, because a lot of us try to act on things, take action with new ideas or start new projects while we're still holding our breath, while we're still on the inhalation part. And I know I'm not saying this well. The in-breath is when you're gathering all of your energy together and you're actually pulling in support from outside of your body. And the exhale is when you act, when you move forward, and yet you relax. So you always want to act from a state of relaxation without forcing, without keep holding your breath. I'm just looking to see. I think I need to write some more about that, because it seems it is important, because a lot of clients are calling about timing. Is it time for me to move? Is it time for me to look for a new job? Is it time to end? Is it time to change this thing? It's never time if you are in a holding place, if you are in the inhalation part of your creation. It's only time to act when you are exhaling and when you are relaxed. Shall I read that poem one more time, you guys? I think we have a few more minutes. It's not an easy poem, you know. It is. I'm challenging you guys. This poetry is not just about the words, it's about the sounds of the words. And I will post this for you guys. It's about the words and the sounds of the words, I should say. I'm going to post it for you now in the Facebook chat room, but let me read it again. You can take this into your day. It's called Love, and it's by Carol Ann Duffy. Love is talent. The world loves metaphor. A flame, October's leaves adore the wind, its urgent breath, whirl to their own death, not here, you're everywhere. The evening sky worships the ground, bears down, the land yearns back in darkening hills. The night is empathy, the stars in its eyes for tears. Not here. You're where I stand, hearing the sea crazy for the shore, seeing the moon ache and fret for the earth. When morning comes, the sun, ardent, covers the trees in gold. You walk toward me, out of the season, out of the light, love reasons. That's Love by Carol Ann Duffy. So, I'm just looking to see if anyone is asking for a question to be answered this morning. Norella, heart is being wonky. Do you mean palpitations? Yes. See a cardiologist is the answer I'm getting for you. But also, what would delight you? Same question that came up for Sandy this morning. What would delight you? So I'm going to leave you guys with that question for today, with the poem, with the question. What would delight you as you go out into your week? And we are at the top of the hour. And I want to thank you all for tuning in live. And thank you for joining me over in the chat room or joining me on an archived recording of this show. We're here on 1-2 Radio. where we're changing the way you listen to the world. And I'll see you next week.
Thank you.